It's Download here on 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Did the government shut down yet? No. The only refreshing thing about this possible government shutdown is that it might be the first time that the Democrats caused it. No. Usually it's the other way around. And it's not even really about the budget, is it? It's about hijacking the process to make the GOP and the president deal with DACA and immigration reform. I don't know. I know it's a different body of government, but hypocrite much, right? Didn't we just see Rauner here in Illinois do the same thing all last year and the year before and the year before, where he held up the budget process over non-budget items? I don't know if that's ever worked, and it seems like it's not going to work again. So you're going to shut down the government and halt paychecks for workers and put financial strain on the budget and also not get any compromise on DACA? Great. Yeah. Nailing it. Democrats really setting themselves up to kick off 2018, huh? That being said, why aren't the Republicans and the president accepting the deal on DACA? For a party that wants to blame Democrats on obstruction, they seem to be out in front of that cherry tree, picking away whenever it's politically convenient. Like that? Cherry picking? You remember what happened to that cherry tree too, right? Got cut down. Or did it? Wait. Hashtag fake news? The original. OG fake news on that one. Today, thousands marched on Washington to rally around life. It was an anti-abortion rally, and speeches were made by the president, vice president, and speaker of the House. Wow. They talked about the strides made in the last year to chip away at pro-choice laws in this country. Tomorrow, women from all over the country will march for the second year in a row. Last year saw millions of women march for women's rights and equality, and organizers expect there to be even more marching this year due to the Me Too movement. And on Sunday, we all rest. Is that good? Okay. Everyone's feet, they're going to be tired. But last year was so damn impressive to see hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets and cities all around the country. It was pretty amazing. So I'm looking forward to that aerial footage once again. So Amazon has narrowed down the finalists for their second headquarters, and Chicago is one of them. But are our state leaders on the same page? The mayor's excited given the generic rah-rah speech. But that was countered by Governor Rauner saying that Democrats and the state's high taxes will make Jeff Bezos pick somewhere else. Illinois, your taxes are too high for Amazon. The governor's comments were in stark contrast to a statement that his office put out saying the governor was excited that Amazon picked Chicago. Just like earlier when the governor didn't say David Duke was racist, yet his written statement did. So, I don't know, it sounds like maybe he's just covering all his bases. You know, written word one way, speaking another, it's all covered. But seriously, I'm actually with Rauner on this one. Amazon, don't pick Chicago. Pick Miami. We have enough pleated khaki tech nerds walking around Riverwalk, right? With their badges hanging out and their golf shirt polos. Wake me up when a cool company wants to move here. You know, like Chess King. Chess King still around? Cordham. Besides, I'm not giving Amazon any endorsements after hearing today that they're raising the Prime membership. 18%. So much for that deal. And I've already watched Daddy's Home 1,000 times. So if you want to charge more, maybe switch up the movies once in a while. Also, early Vegas odds say Nashville is the front runner. They're leading. Good luck getting your packages out of that downtown. When the booze pedal bars are all over the place, trying to get those Amazon vans around the bachelorette party pedaling to Matchbox 20.
Bye-bye, Miss American, bye.
You're not getting that shirt. It's going to take an extra day. A TV crew tried to sneak a fake bomb through an airport security checkpoint in Newark. Wait, I haven't really read this story, but is the reporter... Please tell me that the reporter's Geraldo or Mark Saxonmeyer. Remember Mark Saxonmeyer at Fox in Chicago? I remember one time he tried to get into a dance club to investigate freak dancing while dressed in a trench coat, and the bouncer just kind of beat him up. It was all on camera. It was great. It sounds like a Saxonmeyer joint, doesn't it? We tried to get this bomb through airport security. What are they doing? It was a fake bomb. I get it. And I guess it was for the public good to see if someone could smuggle something through. But I don't know. I say you throw the book at him just for the cheesy idea, right? Scientists are said to be close to developing a blood test to detect cancer so you wouldn't need biopsies and CAT scans anymore. Something tells me you still would. Just to make sure, right? It's called the, quote, we want to make double sure you have cancer so we can bill your insurance company. Right?
Yeah, the blood test says yes, but we got to check again and then again and again just to make sure. What's your deductible? Right. But hey, blood test for cancer, love it. Sushi lover pulls tapeworm from intestines. Pass. We get it. Raw fish. The dude. All right, sure. Okay, he ate raw fish. Doesn't mean it's bad. Everyone eats sushi. Stop. That headline is so dumb. Like, you're just automatically like, sushi, finally, they prove it's terrible. It's fine. People have been eating it for centuries. Although the guy should have known he was going to get tapeworm when the menu said chilled cucumber with chili mayo and tapeworm wasabi. Right? Big announcement today on the music front. If you like Def Leppard, Journey, and Fall Out Boy. Oh, you don't? Oh, well. Then never mind. You're fine. In weather, nice little Friday melt-off, huh? Rain, but warm temperatures this weekend. In sports, maybe it's a ruse, but the story of the hand injury that Tom Brady had is unsettling. He injured it on Tuesday, hasn't practiced since, leading up to the AFC Championship again on Sunday, right? He was all coy and dumb in a press conference today. He said he wouldn't talk about it. He was wearing gloves at the podium indoors. Either he's loving the weirdness of toying with the press, or he's got a serious gash on that hand that could possibly affect the Patriots on Sunday. And Franklin, if he doesn't play, that's not a bad thing, right? I'm kind of sick of his shtick. He's gradually turning into Bill Belichick. Look at it. Very strange behavior. The whole thing. He's hurt. He's got to be hurt, right? Hurt, or he's got herpes on his hand. And he's got something growing like gangrene. He doesn't want to show he's holding, you know, like, I'm embarrassed. It's very weird. Weird behavior. That press conference was very weird. Anyway, I'm excited to see the games this weekend. I hope it's the Jaguars versus not the Vikings. That's my prediction. Blackhawks back on the ice tomorrow night. Still no word, or actually a word from Coach Q saying that they do expect Corey Crawford to be back at some point this season. Hey, how about that? For the Bulls, it's on the other foot. Not sure if the guard Chris Dunn will be back after breaking his teeth against the Golden State Warriors. So there's a question. I saw this in the Sun-Times of whether or not this could change the philosophy of the Bulls and have them tank for the rest of the year to get a lotto pick since Chris Dunn's not playing. I mean, what else do we expect from this team? I say go for it. I mean, they gave us a 7-game winning streak. That's all we asked for, right? That's all we're getting in this season. You know what I want? Zach LaVine in the game in the fourth quarter. Come on, Hoiberg. Bears coordinators and new head coach Matt Nagy are reportedly brainstorming a new creative, fast-paced offense for Mitch Trubisky next year. Oh, boy. Helfrich, the new OC, said that Trubisky reminds him a little of Marcus Mariota, who Helfrich coached in that fast shotgun offense in Oregon. All I care is pick one thing and stick with it for like 3 years. Don't do what we do every year. We've been doing this for the past 5 years, where every time we go 6-10, we go, it's the offense. Now let's go back to the two tight end set. Now let's go shotguns. Don't do that. All right. And finally tonight, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian named their new baby Chicago. Chicago West. What is that? What is that? Kanye, we know you're from here. But you can't just take the name of the city. The last thing we want is our city's name in the tabloids when Chi West turns 17 and crashes his Lambo. Right? Seriously, I know you love your hometown and probably miss it, but you're Hollywood now. And really, I love my town, but that might be the dumbest name I've ever heard for a kid. And that's it. That's the end of it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. That's the carry out for January 19th, 2018. In honor of Chicago West, we got a special on Chicago pizza. It's cheesy, just like his dad. All right, coming up, we'll talk about pollution and fighting for your neighborhood. Once again, the Southeast Side is under siege, but what are they doing about it? And what can be done to make sure this doesn't happen again? It's The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.